Blog Talk Radio.
Sorry, folks. You brought up the wrong song for me. Let's see if we can't get our own.
Living alone in this old sinful world, hardly a comfort can afford.
Good morning, everyone, and greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Let us go to the Father in prayer. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, once again, as we open your word this morning, I'm asking the Holy Spirit to come forward to be our guide in this word, Father. And to give us revelations of it, which will give us the truth and not deception. Because, Father, we know that your word is true. We just need a better understanding. And the Holy Spirit, Father, gives us that. Now be with us throughout this study. and keep us in your will and your way. The word spoken this morning to be yours and not mine. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. We're still going to be in Joshua. We're going to be there probably 7 more days. But today will be the last day for a while, because tomorrow we'll be back in the New Testament. All right. We're going to be in chapter 6 this morning. And we're going to be dealing some with the fall of Jericho. Now, here's verse 1. Just now Jericho was strictly shut up because of the children of Israel. None went out and none came in. And the Lord said unto Joshua, see, I have given into thy hand Jericho and the king thereof, the mighty men of valor. And you shall compress the city, all you men of war, and go round about the city once. Thus shalt thou do 6 days. 6 days then. Each day, they're constantly surrounding the city, and they go march around it once every day for 6 days. And 7 priests shall bear before the ark 7 trumpets of ram's horns. And the 7th day you shall compress the city 7 times. Priests shall blow with the trumpets. And it shall come to pass, when they make a long blast with the ram's horn, when you hear the sound of the trumpet, all the people shall shout with a great shout, and the wall of the city shall fall down flat. And the people shall ascend up every man straight before him. And Joshua the son of Nun called the priests and said unto them, take up the ark of the covenant, and let 7 priests bear 7 trumpets of ram's horns before the ark of the Lord. And he said unto the people, pass on and compress the city, and let him that is armed pass on before the ark of the Lord. And it came to pass, when Joshua had spoken unto the people, that the 7 priests, bearing the 7 trumpets of ram's horns, passed on before the Lord, and blew with the trumpets, and the ark of the covenant of the Lord followed them. And the armed men went before the priests that blew with the trumpets, and the rearward came after the ark, the priests going on and blowing with the trumpets. And Joshua had commanded the people, saying, you shall not shout nor make any noise with your voice, neither shall any word proceed out of your mouth until the day I bid you shout. Then shall ye shout. So the ark of the Lord compressed the city going about it once. They came to the camp and lodged in the camp. Joshua rose early in the morning, and the priest took up the ark of the Lord, and 7 priests bearing 7 trumpets and ram's horns before the ark of the Lord went on continually, and blew with the trump, The armed men went before them, but the rearward came after the ark of the Lord, the priest going on and going with the trumpet. And the second day they compressed the city once and returned unto the camp. So they did 6 days. And it came to pass on the seventh day that they rose early, about the dawning of the day, and compressed the city after the same manner 7 times. Only on that day they compressed the city 7 times. And it came to pass at the seventh time, when the priest blew with the trumpet, Joshua said unto the people, shout, for the Lord has given you the city, and the city shall be a curse, even it and all that are therein, to the Lord. Only Rahab the harlot shall live, she and all that are with her in the house, because she hid the messengers that we sent. And ye, in any wise, keep yourselves from the accursed thing, lest you make yourselves a curse when you take of the accursed thing and make the camp of Israel a curse and trouble it. Now all the silver and gold and vessels of brass are concentrated unto the Lord. They shall come into the treasury of the Lord. So the people shouted when the priest blew with the trumpets. And it came to pass, when the people heard the sound of the trumpet, and the people shouted with a great shout, that the wall fell down flat, so that the people went up into the city, every man straight before him, and they took the city. And they utterly destroyed all that was in the city, both man and woman, young and old, oxen and sheep and ass, with the edge of the sword. But Joshua had said unto the two men that had spied out the country, go into the harlot's house and bring out thence the woman and all that she has, as ye swear unto her. And the young men that were spies went in and brought out Rahab, and her father, and her mother, her brother, and all that she had. And they brought out all her kindred, and left them without the camp of Israel. And they burnt the city with fire, and all that was therein. Only the silver and the gold and the vessels of brass and of iron they put into the treasury to the house of the Lord. And Joshua saved Rahab the harlot alive, and her father's household, and all that she had. And she dwelt in Israel even unto this day, because she hid the messenger which Joshua sent to spy out Jericho. And Joshua adjourned them at that time, saying, cursed be the man before the Lord that raiseth up and buildeth this city, Jericho. He shall lay the foundation thereof in his firstborn, and in his youngest son shall he set up the gates of it. So the Lord was with Joshua, and his fame was noised throughout all the country. Think about this. Now God took that city, and what he did with it. You know, when God is for us, there can be nothing to overtake us when we are God's people. And when we stand with him, but so many don't. There's so many that just absolutely will not stand with the Lord. And in the day and time in which you and I are living, there is everything going on that should not be going on. And even in our churches, there's a lot of things that we really don't know, because most of mankind pay very little attention to anything that comes out the church or about God's people. Most don't want to know. They don't want to hear it. Our churches has gotten in bad shape. They have grown so weak and let so much into them that should never have been allowed in that front door. And they need, all of them that has been going the ways of this world, they need to repent and get back into the truth of God's word, and things would turn around when this land would repent. God said it would, that if we'd repent, he'd heal the land. But are they going to do it? No. They're going to continue tearing down our land and our country. But that don't stop you from getting right with God and living by his commandments, his statutes, and his laws that is in his word, to make heaven your home throughout eternity. We're going to go into chapter 7. Verse 1. But the children of Israel committed a trespass in the accursed thing for Achan, the son of Carmi, the son of Zibda, the son of Zerah, of the tribe of Judah, took of the accursed thing, and the anger of the Lord was kindled against the children of Israel. You see, this one done exactly what he was told not to do. And Joshua sent men from Jericho to Ai, which is beside Bethaven on the east side of Bethel, and spake unto them, saying, go up and view the country. And the men went up and viewed Ai. And they returned to Joshua and said unto him, let not all the people go up, but let about 2,000 or 3,000 men go up and smite Ai, and make not all the people to labor thither, for they are but few. So there went up thither of the people about 3,000 men, and they fled before the men of Ai. And the men of Ai smote of them about 36 men, for they chased them from before the gate, even unto Shebrim, and smote them in the going down. Wherefore the hearts of the people melted and became as water. That didn't work, as Dave had told Joshua. And Joshua rent his clothes and fell to the earth upon his face before the ark of the Lord until the evening tide. He and the elders of Israel and put dust upon their heads. And Joshua said, "Alas, O Lord God, wherefore hast thou at all brought this people over Jordan to deliver us into the hand of the Amorites to destroy us? Would to God we had been content and dwelt on the other side of Jordan. O Lord, what shall I say when Israel turneth their backs before their enemies?" In other words, he called to turn their backs before their enemies, but they ran even. Now, "For the Canaanites and all the inhabitants of the land shall hear of it and shall engrind us round and cut us and cut off our name from the earth. And what will thou do unto thy great name?" And the Lord said unto Joshua, "Get thee up. Wherefore liest thou thus upon thy face? Israel has sinned, and they have also transgressed my covenant, which I commanded them. They have even taken of the accursed, accursed thing, and have also stolen and disassembled also, and they have put it even among their own stuff. He's letting them know they've stolen, they've disassembled it even, put it among their own stuff. They were told not to take anything that was cursed. 12. "Therefore the children of Israel could not stand before their enemies, but turned their backs before their enemies, because they were accursed. Neither will I be with you any more, except ye destroy curse from among you." Uh-oh. He's putting it plain. Now, 13. "Sanctify the people and say, sanctify yourselves against tomorrow, for thus saith the Lord God of Israel, there is an accursed thing in the midst of thee. O Israel, thou cannot stand before thy enemies until you take away the accursed thing from among you. In the morning, therefore, you shall be brought according to your tribes, and it shall be that the tribe which the Lord taketh shall come according to the families thereof, and the family which the Lord shall take shall come by household, and the household which the Lord shall take come man by man. And it shall be that he that is taken with the accursed thing shall be burnt with fire, he and all that he has, because he has transgressed the covenant of the Lord, and because he has brought folly in Israel." See what it's going to cost, the one that took it. He's going to die, and not by a pleasant way. He's to be burnt by fire. Now, So Joshua, here in 16, so Joshua rose up early, pardon me, in the morning and brought Israel by their tribes, and the tribe of Judah was taken. And he brought the family of Judah, and he took the family of the pardon me, we've got dankness out here, and he brought the family of the Zarites, man by man, and Zebedee was taken. And he brought his household man by man, and Achan, the son of Carmi, the son of Zebediah, and the son of Zerah of the tribe of Judah was taken. And Joshua said unto Achan, my son, give, I pray thee, glory to the Lord God of Israel, and make confession unto him, and tell me now what thou hast done. Hide it not from me. And Achan answered Joshua and said, indeed, I have sinned against the Lord God of Israel, and thus have I done. When I saw among the spoils a goodly Babylonish garment and 200 shekels of silver and a wedge of gold and 50 shekels weight, then I coveted them and took them, and behold, they are hid in the earth in the midst of my tent, and the silver under it. He's letting them know where everything's at. And they took them out of the midst of the tent and brought them unto Joshua and unto all the children of Israel, and laid them out before the Lord. Joshua and all Israel with him took Achan, the son of Zariah, and the silver and the garment and the wedge of gold, and his sons and his daughters and his oxen and his asses and his sheep and his tent and all that he had. They brought them unto the valley of Achor. And Joshua said, why hast thou troubled us? The Lord shall trouble thee this day. And all Israel stoned him with stones and burned them with fire after they had stoned them with stones. And they raised over him a great heap of stones unto this day, till the Lord turned from the fierceness of his anger, wherefore the name of that place was called the Valley of Achor unto this day. You see, in that day and time when you broke what God was trying to do and telling you to do, you paid a dear price for it. Today, when you continue to break the commandments of God and you don't repent and get forgiveness for it, you're going to pay a dear price. One that you are not going to want at all. You just really don't stop and think and imagine the pain that you're going to have to bear throughout eternity. And no way ever out of it. All because you choose not to walk in the ways of the Lord our God. He has gave us everything we need in order to make heaven our home, and yet most are walking the opposite direction and doing everything they can do to stay away from God's people, from the church, and they wanted nothing to do with the Lord Jesus. They took him out of every place he was in. Didn't even want his name used in prayer. Our government took the name of Jesus away from our military chaplains and would not let them pray and end their prayer in Jesus' name, when we are told exactly opposite in the Word of God. When we're told to pray to the Father in heaven in Jesus' name, and he'll hear from heaven. We know that he hears from heaven, and he will give us our wishes. Think about it. And our chaplains, if they refuse and they was to use the name of Jesus in their prayers, they would have been put out of the service, lost their pensions and everything. Think about it. That's what our government did. Now, not going to get into chapter 8. Not going there. Not today. That is another long, long chapter. In fact, there's 35 verses to it. So, God willing, we'll be getting into that this evening at 6 p.m. And we'll be dealing with the capture and destructions of Ai, the one that those 3,000 ran from. You'll see the might of God again at work. And we're needing to see a lot of his might at work today. But it's going to take men that will stand up and do what he asked of them to do, praising his holy name, lifting up holy hands unto God, and praising his name, thanking him for everything that he has given us, and thanking him especially for all the tools and things we need in order to make heaven our home, all the knowledge, all the wisdom that we need in our lives, to even to reach out to help others to find their way into salvation. All right. Let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, once again, as we close your word, Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit. And Father, we thank you that we have a place and a time that we can come together in a way to reach out into the distance even with this word, to be able to share with others that are not here with us. Father, pray for Israel and Jerusalem. I pray for peace for them. And Father, even more than that, I pray that they will all accept the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior, as their Messiah, so that one day Israel will be known as a land of Jesus. And Father, this land in which we live, I pray, Father, that they is enough of your people here to come together at this next election, Father, and take those out of office that has brought this trouble upon us, and to replace them, Father, with those that love you, love the Lord Jesus, love the church, and love your people, and will work with us to bring this land to repentance and put our government back upon the foundation in which it was founded, and that being your word and the Lord Jesus Christ. And Father, all that are sick and diseased, we pray for them, Father. We pray that they will accept the healing that has already been given. They just have to receive it. Lay claim to it, receive it, stand on your word. Your word tells them, by his stripes we are healed. It don't say might, it don't say maybe, it says we are healed in him. And stand on the word, believing, and it will be done. For unto the way of Almighty God. Father, keep us throughout this day in health. Keep us safe. And bring us together again this evening at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. And back into your word. I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, all. Have a great day. Bye-bye now.